welcome to episode 2 of
PNB Unplugged.
Oh, that was nice.
I've been working on my radio. Unplugged.
Sitting like a shrimp.
A shrimp. Okay. Well, so as of today, like today, how do I say this?
Not today. I'm just kidding. No. Today.
So like today.
Today.
Episode 1 dropped.
We're recording on the day that episode 1 dropped.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
I got you.
Thank you.
Mind
so
reader.
We are recording on the day that episode 1 dropped. And there were several people. There was one person that said I was. She commented on the video and she said that she was watching at work and she had headphones in and she laughed out loud several times. And that made me happy. And then there was another lady that said she almost spit her coffee out of her mouth.
That's the goal.
Unfortunate, yeah. But beautiful.
Yeah, that is the goal. I am drinking my cup of coffee.
What if you just stopped after that? I am drinking.
I almost said something bad. All right, WZAP. We live in Bristol, Tennessee, and there is a Southern Gospel station in Bristol, Virginia, that plays Phillips and Banks. And so if you live in our local area, you need to tune in. Actually, it doesn't matter where you live because they have an app. And so you can go to 93.3.com, I think it is. And if you live in the local area, you can pick them up on 93.3 or 690 AM. Not really sure why you would listen on AM only because you can't hardly hear it. But
what is the point of AM?
I'm not really sure anymore. Maybe like I think it's more like emergency broadcasting. Like if something bad happens, then they can like this is a.
Now back in the day, you had the swap shop on AM, baby. And that
now,
was a good station.
They still do the swap shop on that station in Elizabethton.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wait, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what
the swap
shop is?
Oh.
Okay.
What is swap
shop? Also, I think there's a noise gate
on
my microphone or something.
I did. I turned it on. Is that bad?
No, turn it off. It drives me nuts.
Stay in your mic, and it won't matter. Cause
okay, well, I'll be right here.
All right, then. We'll just do this.
Otherwise, you get all this noise.
Radio.
Swap shop. Yeah,
is it just like newspaper listings, but on the radio?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just read the newspaper?
They do. On the that's we got
dumb.
I love it. If this guy listens to this, I'm not making fun of it, but I would go to my barber shop. Yeah, on Bloomingdale, which if you're not from there, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you've been to Bloomingdale, it's a whole nother section of Tennessee. So I'd go to the barbershop the whole time I'm sitting there, old school barbershop, and he would play the swap shop.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time, we got a listing today for a Bass Bayliner.
Yeah.
Color blue with a sparkle metallic green. You've got a Johnny Built motor. Now, it needs a little work, but it's listed for $1,500. If you're interested, call blah, blah, blah.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, they sell guns on there.
Oh, yeah.
They sell, I mean, you can call in selling anything you want.
Just on the radio?
Yeah. On the radio.
It was great. Mm-hmm. And you'd call the radio station. They'd be like, oh, we had a response. You could call a radio station and let them know, hey, I'm interested in that. Yep. I never did, but I always thought.
Was this like pre-internet?
Yeah.
Because that just sounds like Craigslist.
You are definitely sounding like a 1995 baby.
I mean,
right now.
It doesn't make sense. It seems like an extra step.
Right. Unnecessary.
Like you make the listing, that should be enough.
You know,
right.
That's funny that she said, is that pre-internet? I was, this is a sad part. I was at a funeral the other night, but. My cousin,
I'm not laughing,
who is, she might be starting high school. She came up to me and I was like, did I ever tell you about the time your mom accidentally hit me in the head with a phone? And she was like, I mean, like an old phone. She was like, oh, like a flip phone? I was like, no, baby, like an old portable phone. She said,
like those big antennas?
Yeah.
Oh, like a Zach Morris.
No, not the Zach Morris.
No, like,
it was
like
the one
chunky...
that like you put on the receiver.
Oh.
You had to recharge it, and you couldn't leave the house too far. It would get, you know, like Verizon does, Jacob says. So, oh, man, and I, but she didn't even go there. She didn't even know what that was. She said, "You oh, like an old, like the old phone that like had the circle thing in the middle."
Like a rotary
like,
phone.
Hey,
yeah, babe, close yeah. enough. Close
no, that's a rotary phone.
The, oh no, I know that.
She was talking about the other girl.
I was talking to her. I was like, "Yeah, honey, it was an old phone."
So anyway, back to what I was saying. Listen to 93.3 WZAP Glenn Harlow on the radio. Carmen, did you? What is the first phone that you remember?
Oh yeah,
and you're like
you remember, mean a cellular?
No, phone? No. Oh. Like your house phone. Did you all have a rotary phone at home?
No, my we grandparents didn't have a phone. My grandparents had a rotary phone. Yeah.
Yeah, mine did too.
No, I don't remember if we had. I don't think we had a rotary phone.
Did you have one of those old timey ones?
What was that? What was the operator off of Andy Griffith?
Sarah?
Oh, Sarah?
Sarah, get me a Mount Pilot.
We just had one, like a corded phone that had like a 50-foot cord. Oh, yeah. Walk all over the house with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom would talk for like 2 hours on the phone, and she would be wrapped up in that cord. And
my phone's dying. I gotta.
No, it never died. That was the problem.
It even worked without power, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
My dad would always be like, "I wish that phone died."
I remember when my dad, he had a, you know, dad was always on the road working, so we had the old school phone, always a landline, because like you said, power went out. You could call and talk to whoever.
Right.
Then he had like the one that you'd pull up off the receiver. You
okay.
know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, this is cool, cordless. Mm-hmm. But then I remember he had a pager, and I was like, my dad has a pager. He's an important businessman.
Yeah.
Probably, who knows? It's probably my uncle. Like, get to work. But then I remember the car phone.
Oh, yeah, man. Brother.
When he plugged that thing up in there, I was like, we are rich, man.
My dad's going to. You must have been. We didn't have a.
You know what's funny, though? He said, I just borrowed it from your uncle. Like, never mind. We're broke.
Hey, did you ever have a bag phone?
No. I do know what that is, though. We didn't have one.
So my mamma had a bag phone.
Oh.
And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. It was like this little black bag. And
with a phone in it.
I
bet people don't know what it is.
Okay, so it was in a black leather bag, and it had a flap on it, and it just laid in the center console. I honestly have no idea how it worked. I mean, just to be real with you.
I don't either.
I don't know how it worked, because it wasn't like it. I don't know if it ran on, but I don't know. I'm afraid of sounding stupid here.
What
but
is it?
A bag
How does
phone.
It work?
Don't worry about it, brother. I do it all the time.
How's it powered? How does it work? I don't understand that. But anyway, and then I remember the first cell phone that my mom had. It was Nokia or Nokia? Nokia.
That's what I call it. That's East Tennessee. Nokia.
Nokia. One time I was reading a book, and it had a British narrator, so I was listening to a book. It counts. And it had a British narrator, and she said Nokia. And I was like, what the heck is a Nokia?
It sounds like something Clovis would say.
So bag phones, a precursor to modern mobile phones, function by connecting to cellular network via radio signals. So like
okay, so
kind of the same.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Cool, cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, Carmen, tell them about the first time you used.
Stop picking on
me. I like this story.
What?
Tell them about the first time you had GPS on your phone.
Oh, yeah. It
That's
was
cool.
a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
The very first cell phone I ever had was after I bought it myself after I graduated
Carmen.
From high school. And so I was going to college, and I had this flip phone. And y'all don't call it this anymore. I mean, obviously, you use like Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever, but it was called Verizon Navigator.
Oh, yeah.
And you could pay $10 extra a month. And
Let's
that was
do
a
some
lot.
Inflation calculating. What can year was this?
It was 2004.
I am curious.
No,
2007.
Close enough.
We'll just go somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Anyway, but it cost $10 extra a month, and I was on a choir tour, and I was like the choir tour manager or whatever, so we planned out the thing. Well, we got stuck in traffic on some trip between one point and the next.
Diablo Pass.
You know, all of those bus drivers, charter bus drivers, they knew like they had the huge maps, you know,
Atlas,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they knew everywhere they were going already. And I told my director, I was like, "Hey, this thing I got on my phone, like it
like
says
new technology,
it can get you there a different way, get out of this traffic." And he was like, "Wow, what is that?" And he was like, telling the bus driver, he believed us, and he took these back roads on this charter bus, and we got to where we were going faster.
What if you'd have been like some dirt road or something? Because you know the maps weren't as good as they are now.
Well, it could have gone very badly, I guess, but they didn't.
The inflation calculator only says $16.
Well,
so
still,
not that much of an increase.
But can you imagine paying extra
for Google Maps?
Yes. No, I just would get lost. I'd get lost anyway.
I remember the first phone that I bought was I think it was a track phone, and it was like $20 to put 50 minutes on the card.
Yeah.
So you make like 3 phone calls and play Centipede a couple times, and it's like, yeah. But then I remember when I started working for my dad one summer, and I was allowed to have a Nextel. Do you remember Nextel?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the Nextel was like. It was a cell phone. You could make calls, but even if you didn't have service, you could walkie-talkie between every next cell phone. So we'd like, and they didn't even have to answer. So
that's
we
actually
would,
like,
that's cool.
Why did we do away with that?
I don't know, because and when they got away, I was like, now they get these crappy phones that do all this, you know, you can get on the internet and stuff on, because those you couldn't. It was just.
Hey, they have these things now. I listen to a lot of talk radio.
Classic.
We're all shocked.
All right, if y'all ever never mind.
In a crisis situation, I'll know what's going on.
I'll be prepared. I might be dead, but I'll be prepared to die. Anyway, they have these things called rapid radios now. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Rapid
radio. So it's this company, and they're they're from Michigan, and it's basically like a nationwide walkie-talkie.
Isn't that like what are those people, like, they're not called people, it's not a subgroup of people, but like the ham radio, what's the difference?
So like if I'm not really sure, but if
ham radio is actual FM radio signal or something like that,
yeah,
right?
You
this
have
works
to,
on
like,
cellular
you've
signal.
You've got to have a license to run through ham radio. You can't just,
so like if you are in California, if you bought a, what's it called again?
Rapid radio.
Rapid radio. If you
not
buy
sponsored.
Rapid radio, then you can be in California and I can be in New York and we can talk.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it doesn't, like, if all the cellular towers go down,
you still got
connection.
That's the way.
We
next
should turn this
was.
Into a like, what's it called? Preparedness.
Doomsday preppers.
Prepper podcast.
I've started a hole in my backyard. It's
I do have a shelf
deep.
In my basement full of canned goods.
Well, the next tip, what was fun about that is we always worked in the hospitals, my cousins and I. So my cousins, who are, well, they think they're hilarious, would wait till you got on the elevator. And of course, you know, when you're a teenager, you're on there, you know, pretty nurses, and you're like just trying to be cool. And they would get on. I mean, you didn't have to like answer it. They could just hold down the button and start talking to you.
Oh,
like
no.
And so one of our cousins, he was so embarrassed. He was standing on the elevator, and they saw him get on there with all these nurses and all these doctors, and they're going, "Steven!" Through the wall. He's like, oh, God, he's trying to shut it off, freaking out. "Steven, where you at?" You know,
that's
like,
so funny.
"Please." But we never forgot that, man.
Now, you talk about a doomsday prepper, going back to that for just a second. You talk about a doomsday prepper, and, I mean, my dad, bro, he's got that food in, like...
Like that... Mylar bags of like last like 30 years or
yes.
something. Yeah.
That's exactly
MREs.
What he has.
Yeah.
Kind of like MREs, yeah.
Dude, it has a shelf life of like 25, 30 years. He's like, "Now, buddy,
it's
when
just
the,
calories."
He goes, "When the zombie apocalypse comes, you can come over. You can come over to my house, see?" And
I hope I just maybe I won't make it.
He's
I
got
won't
like
have to eat that
double barrel shotgun, AK-47 yeah. hanging
on
his
wall.
On wall. I'm not joking.
I know.
Okay,
that's awesome.
I've never really been into guns.
I've never got in one either, but I'm a little too big. So that's my one dad joke.
Oh, I got you.
I think I'm gonna get my carry permit. My birthday's next month.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
You're gonna get a carry permit.
Yeah.
Double O-O, baby.
I'm smart. I could do it, and I want to get a little tiny 38.
All
the
right.
The silence. I'm being serious.
Carmen, have you ever fired a weapon?
Yes, I've never shot a gun. I want to get.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe like a BB gun, but
not even left with your grandfather.
No.
Or on Thanksgiving, or that was the thing when I was a kid. Yeah.
Our family don't believe in guns.
Oh, I forgot.
Just kidding.
That is not true.
My whole family, they're all like, look this and right here. I bought you. I'm like, okay.
Like 30 guns.
Yeah. What are you going to do with all those? I'll just use them.
Okay. My grandpa was like a gun trader. He liked to trade. Actually, he liked to trade anything. And if he could make a buck on it, he was going to buy it.
That's
so
fun.
But yeah, he would, he had a lot of shotguns. Let's just say that.
That's
really
awesome.
Yeah, he did.
They have like a, I know there was a safe down in your grandparents' basement. That was a big safe.
Yeah, big gun safe. Yeah, no, so he traded a lot. Now, I mean, they're all, he's gone and.
Right.
They've been dispersed or sold or whatever, I think. But anyway, but yeah, so it was a family tradition. You go out and shoot the latest gun or whatever on.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Christmas.
Yeah. Ours was, and I don't know if it's because my family is cursed to pick the worst cards possible.
It still
like,
is.
Come out here and drive my new truck because my oven blew up a couple days ago. So, oh, sure. I was talking about that with, I don't know if that's a family tradition. Carmen was talking about with her grandfather, but all of my uncles, my dad, everyone, and we've always, anytime they got a new vehicle, it was like a rite of passage, man. Like, I got to drive Uncle John's truck first.
Okay, so that's where it comes from then.
Yeah.
Because I'll never forget. Oh. Every time you get a new car, Caleb calls me and he's like, hey, man, I just bought a truck. It's a little 5-speed Toyota Tundra. I want you to come over and drive it. I'm like,
okay.
Why? He's like, well, you know, just so you're used to it, and in case you need it sometime.
Which, aren't you glad? Like, because
okay, it has come in handy here lately.
I remember my cousins were so mad at me. One time we were, you know, I talked about going to Indiana.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say India. You know, I talked about going to India.
Can you imagine, Caleb in India? He would have so many friends.
Oh, I would. Oh, man, I'd be eating dinner everywhere.
They'd make you the king of India.
Well,
is there a king?
I don't know. Let's Google it.
All right.
Keep talking.
Wow. So my Uncle Larry gets a brand new truck one time. He can tell the truth about this. And my Aunt Janice, okay, got a brand new Silverado. It was like a big thing. Like,
or Chevy?
Oh, yeah. And so tell Jimmy. Don't tell Jimmy.
Yeah, don't tell my dad.
So anyways, we're going to Indiana. Nobody's allowed to drive this truck because it's brand new off the lot. We get about, we got back to Jonesville, Virginia. That's exactly where we were at. And my Aunt Janice pulls over. We're coming all the way home from Indiana. Every one of us dog tired. And she said, you want to drive my new truck? I said, yes, I do. Man, she said, don't you dare tell your cousins. And I was not allowed to until they drove the truck.
Oh, that's
And they're
awesome.
Like, so here they were gloating to me. I was 15 years old. They're gloating to me. Got to drive Uncle Larry's new truck. I said, did you? Because I drove it 2 weeks ago. And they're like, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so talking about cars, and this, it wasn't like this was a really nice car or nothing, but the very first car that I got, it was kind of a rite of passage. Like, it was passed down. My dad bought he bought it new in like 80, I don't know, 2 or something like that. Anyway, and it was a yellow.
You remember that in autumn, 1982?
No, I don't.
You weren't even a
twinkle. You don't even remember 1982.
Okay, you're right.
I don't either. I wasn't alive. But, so... He bought this car new. It was yellow Subaru, 4-door. I don't even know the name of it. It didn't matter. And it was a stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a hill brake.
That's awesome.
It was great. And so my dad drove it, of course. And then when my sister started driving, she drove it. And then when my brother started driving, he drove it. And then when I started driving, I got to drive
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
And then... I wrecked it and killed it, and everybody, yeah, everybody hated me after that for that.
Carmen, you took the car.
What'd you call it?
Yeah, my sister was like, hey, listen, I'm really glad you're okay, but what did you do that for? I'm sorry.
I don't even know what a hill break is.
Okay, so like if
there's an e-break, right? It's different than that?
Yeah, it's not an emergency brake. It's like the brake pad had an extra thing on it where you pushed your heel down and it caught the brake for you.
It had like a brake in the pedal so you could...
Yeah, so you could go, you could stay on the clutch.
So you have four pedals, essentially.
No.
I mean, it's part of the brake pedal.
Look it up, babe.
It's part of the brake pedal.
Yeah, you're going to like this. That's so awesome,
Carmen. Did it keep it from dying on it? Is that what it was for?
That's what I'm saying. You could keep your foot on the clutch and the gas on a hill. Even... And then when you hit the gas, it just automatically let off.
That is so awesome.
Is it called hill brake? Like, is that what that is called?
That's what my daddy called it.
Hill brake. Enter.
Hill, like H-E-E.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing? Well, it did exist.
You sure it wasn't heel? Like H-E-E-L?
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. It's not what my... I don't know. We're country. How do I know which heel one he was break. Saying?
That's a heel brake right there. That's that heel brake.
Now it's just showing pictures of like inline skates.
Oh, Carmen forgot. She was on actually
she
on
was
skates.
Actually, yeah, that was part of the story.
Anyway.
Okay, so let me tell you about... Okay, go ahead. Were you done? Okay.
Heel brake.
So the first car that I ever had was a 1992 Chevy Lumina.
Oh, yeah, baby.
With a luggage rack on the back. And I looked like a goober pulling into Sullivan Central High School. Did you say still do?
Yeah. I can't. This doesn't exist. I'm convinced. Hill breaks.
I'm moving on.
So I started calling it the Luminator.
Oh.
And I painted it gray. Why would you pay for a paint job on a 1992 Lumina?
How old were you? That'll make sense.
Like 16.
Yeah. You have a tape deck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tape deck. And I was rocking like Garth Brooks.
Look at Mark.
So the interior was maroon. And I got a front tag from like Myrtle Beach.
Oh, my gosh. And you know you thought you were so cool.
Oh, I thought it was so cool. Yes, what is that called? What is it called when they do that?
Airbrush.
Yeah, bro. It was airbrushed.
I do love airbrush.
It said the Luminator.
Oh my gosh! You know, did you get it at like Walmart or something?
No, I got it at Myrtle Beach. I had somebody airbrusher.
You remember when they had those at Walmart? Like those, you go into Walmart and like at the front they have like the eyeglasses place and the insurance place. Well, they had airbrush places.
Yes,
at Walmart.
They did.
Remember that?
I do remember that actually. So
yeah,
then
go ahead.
I want to finish this. Okay,
you finish. Sorry. You go ahead, sir. I'm apologizing.
So when I was like, was I 16, 17, something like that? My dad, he was being super cool because I was trying to be cool about driving the Lumina, right? But I was 16, and I really wanted a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And you can't get a girlfriend.
Carmen didn't like the Lumina.
No, it wasn't that. I hadn't met her yet.
The mix of the Lumina and the Pontiac, it just didn't, it was too much.
So,
did you say Pontiac? Is that what you
said? Subaru.
Subaru.
So, he bought me this little Hyundai Accent. It was brand new, bro. 2006, something like that. 2005, 2006. It was a 5-speed hatchback. They don't even make Accents anymore, Hyundai Accents.
No, but they're nice cars.
Why is it spelled like that? Go ahead.
I got it, and I had just gotten the first oil change. And so I had like 2,100 miles on it. I was coming out of Central, turned right. I was headed home, and I looked down at the car. I was listening to... What's
that? Highway to...
No. that group that sings Arise My Love.
New song.
And there was a song on the song that was playing was Journey to Eternity.
God said, bet. You ready?
And I was driving down 126, headed back towards Blountville, and I looked down at the dash to see what time it was. And when I looked back up, I had drifted. Now, I was not on my cell phone. There wasn't no cell phones. I had a flip phone at the time. So I had drifted off the road a little bit, and I was trying to ease it. My dad had always told me, don't overcorrect, old buddy.
Old buddy.
Just ease yourself back onto the road. And so I was like trying to ease myself back onto the road, and I look up, and there was a sign right there. I mean, it's going to hit the sign. So I just jerked it like that. Mm-mm. And when it started fishtailing in the middle of the road, I flipped over a barbed wire fence into a middle of a cow pasture. So I like crawl out. I landed on my wheels. So I like crawl out and I come up beside the car. There was the hood. There was a perfectly sized, like perfect shape of a circle. The radiator cap was under so much pressure that it just exploded and went straight through the roof of the car.
My brain, you were talking about crawling out of that. My brain went to Mulan. Ali!
When Mushu comes back.
Ali!
So my dad, I was so, and yeah, that song's playing. My journey to eternity.
Still jamming.
You're upside down in a cow field.
God trying to get my attention right now. So I was like, I crawl out of the car. I was so afraid to call my dad.
Well, yeah.
I know that feeling, bro.
2,100 miles. It's total. It's gone. It's over with. I call my dad. It's like, Dad. He's like, what's wrong? Said, I totaled this car. He was like, all right, I'll be right there. So he hangs up. He comes right to me. I was so afraid. And he goes, well, old buddy, this is kindly my fault. And I said, what? I was like, secretly, I was thinking, yes.
You're right.
He goes, this is kindly my fault. He said, I should have never bought a 16-year-old boy a brand new car.
Thanks, Dad. You can kill me now. The car didn't do it.
And he's, but he was super cool about it. And he let me drive his truck, and I put dual exhaust on it and Flowmasters, and I'd roll into Central's parking lot, throw it up into neutral. Wah! It was awesome.
Yeah, boy.
It was really awesome. So, I mean,
I'm glad you
out.
Didn't die in the cow pasture.
Me too.
I'm glad you lived.
I love that movie.
We hadn't been dating that long, I don't think, when I got you called me and told me that you totaled the car, but you totally downplayed that. Really downplayed that.
Before we move to Autumn's car or her car experience, I need to know about, I know this is going to lead to another story, but I'm good with it. You drove the white van for a while to college, right?
Yeah, I drove.
Where did the van ever come from? Because it lasted quite a while.
Your grandparents.
So my grandparents bought it for me, actually.
Oh, cool.
And I drove it while I was in college. I can't remember why, but I did drive a minivan in college.
Probably better on gas, old buddy, than the pickup.
And
it was helpful.
It was very helpful. And my girlfriend didn't even break up with me when I was driving a minivan.
What up, bro? You got that van?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's something about vans because Caleb and I went on our first date in this terrifying death trap Astro van. Yeah. The like roof, what's that called?
Liner.
The liner was like falling off.
Oh my God.
No air. It leaked. It smelled so bad.
Yeah, you should have known. That was some red flags.
That was a red flag. And I should have listened, but here we are.
I showed up. I wasn't even in my van. I was in my dad's van, who also, he's a van driver. And her brother, the first time I came over, he's like, I don't think
he rolled up in
this dude. He drives a van.
Yeah, it was scary. Some of the seats were out of it. It was.
So what's your car experience, babe? Was it the Cobalt or, mm-hmm. or would you consider taking Grammy's car in the middle of the night?
One time I was like 15. I had my permit, so I couldn't have been too young. I used to live with my grandma and, she had this Pontiac Vibe. Y'all remember those?
Pontiac Vibe.
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe. And I was like, I'm hungry. I can't remember if it was real early or if it was right before Powell's closed, but I was like,
no way.
I have my permit. I was like, Allie, my cousin Allie, she's a couple years younger than me. I was like, y'all, you want to go get some food? She's like, can we do that? I said, yeah, why not?
Well, we're going to.
We live in Gate City. It's not like who cares. So I stole my grandma's car when I was like 15 and went to Pals and came back and I was fine.
So nothing even happened?
No, but one time my other grandma, she's dead, but God rest her soul. She probably, I'm getting ready to confess. She had a Cadillac. I don't remember what kind of Cadillac it was. It was white. And it was in the driveway and one of the windows didn't work, I think, or something. And it was down and it was raining outside. And I was like, oh, I'll go pull the car in for you into the garage. I ran into the garage. With the Cadillac. Yeah. And then I tried to back up and it was like, you know how if you wedge it, if you go the wrong way, it gets even more wedged.
Oh, yeah.
I did that. Yeah, that was probably before I had my permit, honestly. And no, our family doesn't live in that house anymore, but the last time I was over there, there was still like a scuff on the garage from it. Mm-hmm. So I've had great experiences with cars.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to go back to something I remember about. What's your earliest experience of like Walmart?
Oh, I got a good one.
Because when Autumn was talking about the spray, like the air spray sign up front, I was like, I completely forgot about that. But when I was a kid, I'm talking about second to getting saved.
Oh, no.
I walked in there and there was a McDonald's in the back corner and I was like, what happened? And my dad's like, oh, yeah, they got McDonald's in here now. I was like, you mean every time we grocery shop, I get a cheeseburger? No, that's not what that meant, because Dad was like, I ain't buying a cheeseburger. But a lot of times, I would get a cheeseburger when we went to the grocery store. I was like, yes, I love Walmart.
I have a story about Walmart. The first time, well, probably not the first time, but the first real memory I have of Walmart, I was 5. I was in kindergarten. And my mom, I think it was just me and my mom that went. It doesn't matter. I was riding on the edge of the grocery cart and she had taken her hands off of it. And so the grocery cart was empty and it fell over and I broke my arm inside of Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
I knocked the buggy over, broke my arm.
Brutal, man.
And she was probably like,
oh, she was mad.
Get your butt up right now.
Pick that buggy up.
Literally. And I have like really bad health anxiety and like white coat syndrome. It's horrible. And so I was like, it's fine. My arm's fine. It's actually fine. Oh my gosh. Intrusion. But I was like, I'm good. I don't need to go to the hospital. And like 2 days later, we went to the hospital and it was broken.
Come on in.
I'm so sorry about that.
She's Man. Here. Say hi.
Hi.
She went to church because it's Wednesday.
It is.
We didn't.
Now, when I was
Can
growing
shut the
up.
Door back, please?
She has youth on Wednesday.
So this, I mean, before Super Walmart came along.
Yeah, that's what I mean. My earliest memory of Walmart was when Walmart was like Kmart.
Did you do, okay.
You know what I mean?
You grew up in Bluntville. Was there a Walmart here or did you come to Kingsport?
Okay.
I didn't know anything outside of
Kingsport. You know where KFC is right up here?
Yeah.
Okay. You know where that it's like a call center now?
Yeah.
That was Walmart.
Get out of here, man.
And that empty parking lot beside it.
Yeah.
Teleperformance or whatever it is. There was a food line there.
Get out.
Yeah, bro.
Know. It's always been, before and that it was that teleplace, it was an empty building. Mm-hmm. So,
that was Walmart.
And that close to Kmart, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And Kmart outlasted it.
It did. Well, they built the Supercenter out on Volunteer Parkway.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, whatever. Supercenter.
And then Kmart. I mean, you know.
I'll be honest with you, though. When Supercenter came, I was like, oh, my gosh,
it
man.
Was
like,
wild.
We're in a city.
When I lived in Oklahoma, I don't know if it's changed now. It probably has. But when I lived there, it still wasn't a Supercenter. It was like a regular Walmart.
Oh, wow.
It was little.
Like red and blue lettering?
I remember my mom would complain. She'd be like, I don't like how big that Walmart is. I just like the old one. I like that old Walmart. I don't like that big one.
Well,
something ain't right about that.
It's the devil.
It's the devil, Bobby Boucher.
Want to get out there and get all flashy. Get your tires changed in there. That ain't godly. But I remember a couple of my aunts worked at the old Walmart in Kingsport. And
Stonegate?
Then I going, yeah,
that's where
Stonegate.
I broke my arm.
Ah, yeah. I remember going there and then... a couple of them worked at, when they built the Supercenter, some of them moved over there. So it was like, I just went to both to visit them. You know?
What about you, Carmen? Any Walmart
Carmen,
stories?
Carmen, what's your Walmart story?
I really don't have any. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, I don't remember.
What's your Walmart trauma?
I have any trauma.
Were you ever mesmerized? Now, this was another thing.
Walmart.
Seriously.
No, a Walmart trauma.
There's some shared trauma.
One time I took a candy bar.
Yes, we do.
No.
But I... I remember too, like the first time I ever saw automatic doors. I grew up in the sticks, man. So when I walked up to it and they opened on their own, I was like, "Oh, this is Star Wars, man. We've entered the spaceship."
It's like something off of the Jetsons. Go, yeah. Hey, George Jetson.
But it was like, oh my gosh, I hate to tell myself, but like, I remember the first time I rode an elevator. I kept riding it like, this is free. I rode with everybody. What floor are you going to?
It's like soccer. Buddy the Elf. He just presses all the buttons.
In the Empire State Building.
And then I remember Kingsport Mall when the first time I saw the escalators. And I was
like, don't even have those anymore.
I know. That was my favorite part of going.
The Kingsport Mall literally has nothing in
it. They took the pretzel place out too.
Yeah, they get the Stairmaster.
I got beef with Auntie Anne's pretzels, by the way. I need to let the world know about it. Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Bring back the garlic.
They got rid of garlic parmesan pretzels, ranch pretzels, and sour cream and onion pretzels.
All I care about is the cinnamon sugar pretzels.
They have the almond one. No, they don't have that one, I don't think.
What?
I could be wrong.
Now Carmen's got
these. They have the regular pretzel, a pizza one, and the almond one.
The almond one's pretty good.
Now, we went to Soaky Mountain.
I'm annoyed.
Soaky Mountain Water Park in Pigeon Forge earlier in the week, and they had a pretzel place.
You're talking about pretzels, though. They're like
ginormous. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah.
And they had the cinnamon sugar and
pizza pretzels.
Pizza and the regular salted ones.
Did they
have
ranch?
No.
I don't think so.
Nope. Just those three.
I'm real sorry about that.
Oh, wait. No, the jalapeno pretzel, too, though.
I can handle that.
You were talking about a food line, which I love food line, okay? Mm-hmm. But again, I grew up in the sticks. I got my license when I was 14. So the only thing off of my route that I was allowed to drive to was Food Country. And
oh,
you
yeah.
had a Food Country too, didn't you?
Absolutely. Right beside the Video Magic, baby.
Yeah. We had a Video Magic inside the Food Country. Yeah, bro. Yeah, Food Country. I remember, I don't know why I have these I don't know anything else my mom got from that grocery store, because as soon as we got in there, I went and started looking at movies. And the other thing that I always got when we went in there was a giant bag of corn chips.
Carmen just had a spark.
Memory unlocked. Food City used to have movies.
Yes, it did.
And they had those little Dixie cups of popcorn when you would go in.
I totally forgot about that.
Kids, I know I'm going to sound old right here, but kids today will never know the joy of your dad coming home on a Friday night.
Yeah, baby.
After work.
I know exactly what you're...
And he's going to be like, hey, buddy, you want to go to Blockbuster? I'm like, yes! It's like you've won the jackpot.
Yeah.
We'd go to Blockbuster, and my dad was always after the deal.
Yeah,
so
love this story.
They have like, you know, at Blockbuster, if you buy a certain amount of movies, you know, you get one free or what.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Go and get like seven movies. And he'd watch them throughout the week.
We got Friday and Saturday, man.
My dad loves movies. In fact, now he buys them on
iTunes.
Is it?
Amazon.
iTunes, I think.
It's on iTunes.
He's like, he told me the other, oh, buddy, you want to watch a movie? I said, yeah, Dad, what do you want? Well, I've got about 1,365. Yeah. I'm like, are you serious?
Caleb always asked me, have you seen such and such movie? I have seen no movies.
Oh, you don't like movies?
No. My attention span is too short.
Oh. Even if she watches a movie with me, she'll catch glimpses of it, listen to it while she's doing something, or like she already knows it well enough to. Oh, yeah, Carmen. You can chime in there, Jack. Well, I know
Carmen doesn't like movies either.
She does like movies.
I do like movies.
But you like TV shows a little better, I think.
They're over faster.
They are.
But tell them what you used to do to me in college.
What?
Okay, so Carmen
lived. Tell them what you did.
Carmen lived in an apartment when we were in college. And Austin and Stephanie Mitchell, our dear friends
just name drop.
Florida.
They were
some of our best friends, and we were always together when we were in college. I was, Austin and I were roommates, and Stephanie and Carmen were roommates at one time, weren't you?
We were at one time.
And so they would come over, and we'd all sit down to watch a movie. I mean, you know, it's my girlfriend. You know, I'm like, there's four people in the room.
I'd like to hold your hand.
Accountability. So I wasn't like, I just, put my arm around her, you know, sitting watch, trying to watch a movie or whatever. Next thing I know, she's up washing the dishes in the kitchen.
That's so mean.
And then never came back.
My favorite thing when Carmen's washing dishes.
Am I that ugly?
She's the whole time she's listening to them. What happened?
If you were
I
in here.
I do want to know.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, but it makes a whole lot of sense why Olivia watches movies while playing with slime and never looks up. That makes a whole lot of sense now.
I
thought
her.
It was your fault. But
just take
but
it.
I think it's mine because, yeah, she'll sit there and she'll be playing with slime, never looking up at the movie. And I'm like, you know, you're missing, like, you're, did you see that part? No, yeah. She,
well, I've watched her on, I don't remember what she was watching, but I never paid attention to that. She does do this right here, and then all of a sudden she'll go, wait a minute, what just happened? She'll slide it back and watch that one piece, and then.
She's back.
Right back.
She's in there,
up.
By the way. She can hear us talking trash.
Well, cool.
We actually did never go to Blockbuster, by the way. We had something called Robert's Video.
Oh, yeah.
It was down the road.
In Indian Springs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robert's Video.
Right down from Greenwood.
Yeah. Greenwood Market.
If anybody is watching from our local area, Greenwood Market, which doesn't exist anymore. What's it called now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't
either.
Remember.
I can't remember.
It's not as memorable, I'll tell you that.
It's not. And that was my first job.
Yeah, he came home smelling really
and greasy. That was my first job. We made roasted chicken and potato wedges and hot dogs and hamburgers, barbecue, all kinds of stuff. It was great.
You know, my sister worked there when she was.
I do. Yeah.
I loved eating there. I'll be honest with you. That's probably what's wrong with me.
They
today,
had barbecue but. Too. That's what I like.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I heard chicken. Sorry.
I said all those things. And then I said barbecue as well.
Oh. She was doing dishes while you were talking.
Barbecue was good.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I cut somebody throwing a knife down into the dishwater.
Ooh.
And I was down in there washing the dishes and I cut my hand.
In that dirty water.
Oh, blood everywhere.
Nice.
Somebody down here? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I love Greenwood. That was awesome. Did you all go to, there was another place. When I came up to Dad's, now Dad, he would spoil us a little bit. I'll just be honest with you. So we'd come up, we'd either go to the Skate Inn, which Carmen knows what I'm talking about, or Dad would take us to, yeah.
That was still there when I was little.
Yes. So we went there. Either there, we might go bowl at Warpath before they tore that down. Mm-hmm.
They didn't tear Warpath down.
No, the other one.
What was the other one?
The one on State.
Yeah, Interstate.
Yeah, Interstate.
Bro, don't talk about Warpath. All right, I'm just
bro,
kidding. I'm kidding.
So, but we had those two options. But if we were staying home, we went to Movie Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And they did the deal, like you said. Now we get, that was the thing. We each got to pick a movie. But I never caught on to this. Dad would be like, yeah, but we've seen that one. Why don't we?
You know how like
kind of corral you into the one he wants you to.
You know how like Blockbuster was so well lit and it was like so nice. And I mean, you know, some of these places were a little shady though.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Like
take
I remember.
As many movies as you want. No, thank you.
I'm good.
There was a movie store in between exit 5 and exit 7 on the Lee Highway. Mm-hmm. And it was like in this little house. I think I've shown you it before as we've went by. But it's like it looks like a house. And
that's
you went
red
in
flag number
and
one.
It had like it had like wood paneling, 70s wood paneling on the wall. It's very dimly lit. There was a back room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We never obviously me and my dad, you
don't
know.
Don't go in there, old buddy. There's not toys in there, okay?
So
that's not the child care room.
Child care room.
So we would go in there because the movies were like
cheaper too, yeah.
$1.50.
Yeah.
You know,
man.
Whereas Blockbuster is like $5 for a new release. You know. So Dad would always he would take me in there a lot. I remember you ever seen Hunt for Red October?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's where we saw that movie.
Never
from.
Seen it.
Hunt for Red October.
I've never seen
it. It's about submarines.
Well, that's I don't know how.
Not a good selling point.
My aunt.
You ever seen this movie about submarines?
It's like a war movie.
It's got water in it. It's got boats.
You'd love it.
It is a good movie. I love it. We did. I don't know. I You unlocked a memory for me. Thank you.
So it feels like the theme tonight is nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia. I like that. So
it feels good.
I don't know how my aunt would do this, and I hope I'm not ousting her right now, but and I'm not going to mention her name. She knows who she is if she watches it. But every time like I'm like, there's a new movie in theater, she's like, I've already got it.
You pirated it.
Oh, she pirated it.
I was like, what? She's like, and not a trashy version. I mean, like,
you ever download the versions or people?
I got it in.
Yes, like, yes.
I on LimeWire.
Yeah. LimeWire. Oh my gosh, man.
You know what? You ever seen Lion King 1.5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it kind of looks like that.
Yes. You know? Where they like pop up.
Yes.
In the,
mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
It's weird.
Well, so I remember like. Sometimes if we were like, no, please, Aunt, can because after that, then it was like, well, we're not paying to go to the theater. Our parents would drop us off at our aunt's house. Like, she's got a she had the giant, huge, not like a big flat screen. I mean, like the full size giant.
That's
heavy
awesome.
TV.
She's like charging admission.
Come on in here. Yeah. Two pieces of popcorn.
I'm watching you, Caleb.
No, but. So, and that was fun, but every once in a while we'd be like, I remember, what was it? Godzilla or something. It was one of the dinosaur, like, big movies or whatever came out, and we're like, can we please go to the theater and watch this? And we didn't go to, like, Tinseltown. We didn't go to Kingsport.
You went up there above Central, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. I knew you'd know.
You went right above up there above Central.
$5, baby.
$5.
Cheap one. Yep.
What was it called? Tri-City Cinema, right?
Yes. And it was a great thing. They give you a giant thing of popcorn for Carmen, nothing.
Didn't you tell me one time that you, your mom and your brother, it was like a tradition to go to a movie on Christmas or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We
that's
did.
That's your other wife.
That was his first wife.
Oh, yeah, that's my first wife.
Now, my cousin, we sworn. Did that. My dad was big about Thanksgiving. We'd go, like, have dinner with the family, and then we're like, let's get out of here. We'd go to the movies.
Oh.
And so that was fun.
That's cool. But what was anybody remember the first movie they saw in theaters?
Monsters,
chance?
Inc.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see when that came out.
The first one I watched. Oh. I tell you, I know exactly what it was. I went on a school trip in Greenville, Carmen. Do you remember the Caprice? Not Capri. The Caprice Theater. Not the Capri. Where Long John's all stuff is on 11E. There was a shopping center. I don't know what it is now, but there was a little movie theater over in the corner.
It's our time.
Anyways, we went over there, and I watched, this is the earliest one I can remember, 101 Dalmatians,
aww.
Like the live action 101 Dalmatians for a school trip. And I was like, this is awesome. I don't know if that was my first one, but that's the one I remember.
I don't remember my first movie in the theater. I remember hearing about I got a VHS tape in the mail. And it was from my cousins in California because they took their daughter when she was 5 years old to the theater for the first time and to see The Lion King. But Scar and all this scared her so badly that they were like, okay, we can't keep this copy of this movie.
So they mail it to Carmen. To you.
She'll be fine.
I was like, yeah.
All right, what was your first? You said Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. came out in 2001. It's the first one I remember.
Okay, mine's the same way. This is the first one I can remember.
We'll check it with Vanessa later.
It was just me and my dad. And I don't have very many memories of things with just me and my dad.
Yeah. Or at all.
Or at all, yes.
Like, besides, like, being outside playing basketball and stuff like that, right. And, you know, but, like, going out
like
and doing
big,
stuff. Like, going
yeah,
out yeah. and doing something with just me and my dad. He took me to see the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah!
In theaters in 1993.
Dude.
You know who, well, that's awesome. I can't talk about that, actually.
That's cool, that's cool.
So, you remember that movie, obviously.
I love Jurassic movies.
So, do you remember the scene where the Velociraptor, like, it's like a jump scare?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Oh, I screamed so loud. I was just like, five.
Let's see.
I was five.
Wait,
yeah.
You went to see that movie when you were five?
I love dinosaurs.
That boy, Jim. That boy needs to grow up, right? He's going to learn about dinosaurs right now.
The boy must grow to be a warrior. Who better to teach them?
I can see, like, even if you just tore up, coming out of there crying, like if it'd been that same. Now, buddy, get you a little bit of water.
Now, buddy, you know I ain't real. You know I ain't them dog's real voices.
Just walk it off.
Did you already say your movie and I forgot?
I said that you and Jacob were talking about something way more important.
Yeah, of course.
No, I said the earliest one I can remember. I know we went and saw Jurassic Park, but I remember the one that stands out to me was 101 Dalmatians, action film. I don't think that was the first one, but it was like...
You remember it, though?
I loved going. I still love going to the movie. I just don't go because we're in ministry and you got to have money.
All right, let's do rapid fire real quick.
Before we end?
Yeah, we end. All right, favorite childhood sitcom?
Sitcom?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, Full House. I bought the box set.
Yeah, all right. Carmen?
I never watched Full House. That's something about my childhood. I never watched it growing up. Anyway.
What'd you watch, Roseanne?
I love Roseanne.
No, as soon as that music came on from the kitchen, my mom's going, Carmen, what are you watching?
I grew up to be Roseanne.
Well, here's the thing about Roseanne.
This is not rapid fire.
Sorry.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
All right. I think mine was Saved by the Bell.
Oh yes, I love Saved by the Bell.
Okay. Yeah, mine was Scooby-Doo by far. My favorite cartoon. Now, if it's a real show.
Yeah, like a real person.
I
like
Full House, but when AFV, America's Funniest Videos, came on,
okay,
I was glued to the screen. Dude,
that was fun too. Bob Saget. That.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Every Sunday I watch that.
He's dead.
I saw something on Facebook today, and it was like, it was the intro of AFV.
Yes.
Did y'all see that?
No, but I know what you're talking
about. It was the intro of AFV, and they were playing the intro music, and it was like...
The theme song? It was remember like, when they had the song.
It said, 90s kids on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
When this comes on, you realize that you haven't touched your homework for Monday. Like, only 90s kids know what that feels like, you know?
Now, Jacob, we've talked... I know what yours is.
I used to measure time. By Saved by the Bells. Like, I'd ask my parents, I'd be like, all right, how long before we leave to go to this place? Wonder where Olivia gets that. How long before we leave? And my mom would be like, an hour and a half. I'd be like, yeah, but how long is that? My dad would be like, 3 Saved by the Bells, buddy.
Got it.
I know yours, your Disney cartoon that you grew up like was your staple. Yours was Fox and the Hound.
Yes.
Do you remember what mine is? It's in that realm.
I don't.
It's Robin Hood.
Oh.
That was which you always say, I also love Robin Hood. I watched it all the time.
All right, favorite Disney princess movie? Go.
Princess movie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Does it have to be a princess?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't guess
the
so.
The main character, how about that?
Oh, yeah, it's whatever.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Really? All right, go ahead.
Favorite Disney. Skip me.
All right, cool.
Let me think for a second.
What's your name? Caleb?
When I was a kid, I didn't like watching princesses. But if I had to pick one, I liked,
I did.
I liked Beauty and the Beast.
Me too.
All right, bro.
All right. I love Beauty and the Beast. And I think another really, really good one was, Autumn hates this one, but.
Lion King?
Yeah.
I hate the Lion King.
I love Lion
King. I love Lion King, man.
I can quote that movie. I ever watched it so
Me
much.
Me too. That's Timon and Pumbaa?
Bro, yeah. Rafiki Nathan was Lane. My favorite character.
I mean, come on. One.
I do love Nathan Lane.
What don't you like about Lion King?
All of it. I don't like the music. I don't like any of it. I think it's boring.
I mean, James Earl Jones plays a lion? Come on, man.
I can sing all of the songs.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know what my favorite song from that movie is? Mm. Not I Can't Just Wait
be
to Be
Prepared.
King. Be Prepared.
That tracks.
And prepared. Then they didn't put it in
you're
the,
evil.
They didn't put it in the new the live action movie with like the
real, yeah, that was ridiculous.
They didn't put it in there. I was sad.
I mean, Scar is a perfect Jeremy Irons. Come on, man.
That was ridiculous.
It's the woke agenda. They don't want you to be prepared.
All right. What are we
overthrow
what are we,
the
what
government?
Are we supposed to be capping this off with?
All right.
I'll get real political and we'll just turn it off. Bye.
Well, first of all, if you haven't already subscribed to our page, take time to do that. Click the little bell so you can get notifications about this brand new episode, and we've got more coming. If you like what you're hearing, thank you for commenting. Those of you that's already commented on the other videos, that kind of gives us a an idea of like, oh, this is terrible, or no, this is great. So,
and so we will, we're going to do some fun stuff. Yeah. Like in the future, we'll do some fun challenges and stuff like that. It's going to be fun. So, thank you all for.
We should put a big scoreboard back here for the duration of all these challenges.
And yeah.
At the
that'd
end of the
cool.
year, be like,
who won?
Whoever wins gets to pick where we go eat.
Okay.
Or something like.
That'll make me and Jacob evil.
We're already evil. Be
It'll just
prepared.
Make it worse.
So anyway, we love you guys. We appreciate all the support. And I hope you guys are liking this. Have a great night and enjoy
your life.
Your life. Bye. Love you.